Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the fiance of Prince Harry on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The name is Middleton. Kate Middleton.
Catherine?
Hello, hi, how are you?
Welcome to the show.
So nice to see you. I sound so much like all the other girls, don't I?
Well, no, you've
all the other girls that visit your show.
It's a trace of an accent.
Thank you.
You're much lovelier than the other
thank
girls.
Thank you so much.
And that's a fantastic hat.
Thank you. It's
Do you get ESPN with that?
I modeled this off of the Queen Mum. She wore this, I believe, years ago.
And she's no longer with us, right?
No, she's passed.
She was a great piece of
Unfortunately, she's passed.
That is unfortunate.
Lady Middleton.
Yes, hello.
Please talk about the emotions that are going through your mind right now, knowing that you're going to be part of the royal family.
I feel like a small child. I feel like a... It's funny to say I feel like a princess.
Well, it's not that funny.
Oh, yes, it is.
You'll soon be a princess.
Thank you so much. I couldn't be more thrilled to be planning my marriage to Willie.
Your what?
My marriage.
The Skype sounds fantastic, but I can't help but notice there's a trace of an echo. Where are you talking to us from?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm in the Great Hall.
The Great Hall.
Hmm. Yes, the Great Hall of Penises.
And the Great Hall of Penises?
Sorry.
Yes, since they've got them all in jars around here.
Where is this, in Buckingham Palace?
No, it's in Tettermont on Wilshire. And it's a great hall, and it's filled with jars with the preserved remains.
Beautiful
of some
handmade
of the
jars.
Penises. I actually recall this in Humanities at West Virginia University. They
Thank
talked
you.
About this great penis hall.
Oh, lovely.
And it houses molds of all the queen's exes.
Absolutely.
Molds or yes. actual penises?
Kings, just molds.
Well, there's some molds.
I'm sorry, princes, earls, dukes, all of them.
Penises or dukes?
No, Duke, now stop it.
What?
Why are you being so hostile?
We're just having a good time.
Are you the one they refer to as Shecky?
Yes, I
Shecky,
am.
Shecky the comedian?
You don't like that?
Always with a funny word to say.
You don't like to laugh?
I don't like to laugh when we're talking about the serious matter of joining the royal family.
Well, you know, the jester has a great history in the royal family.
Oh, yes, of course. That's the way you perceive us, isn't it? Just a giant Los Angeles soundstage, and that's the way you perceive the royal family.
Exactly,
it's
and
much
I am,
more sophisticated.
No, I am your Danny Kaye.
Oh, Danny Kaye.
Now back to the...
I'm a young girl, and you're
yes,
making
you
a reference that's 40 to 50 years old.
Yeah,
I hear that's what you do.
Horribly outdated, just like
why
the whole
do I
notion
always
of
end
monarchy.
Up, why do I always end up speaking with one person?
Let's talk about the
so
hall.
So frustrating.
Let's
he
talk
needs
of
the
hall.
Yes.
He needs the attention. He does. He's starved for attention.
That's why I can't stay out of work for 2 days.
Welcome back, Oscar.
I'm happy to be back.
Your antagonist has returned to the pole.
You know, Kate, I have to come into work every day because I crave the attention.
That's great.
Sometimes I say, they say, take 2 days and stay home. I said, no, I must come in. I listen to you laughing.
Oh, I'm so carefree. And I'm about to become one of the richest women in England.
Well, that's true.
What's your favorite part? Not body part, but yes. Just part of Prince William.
Oh, there's so many aspects to Willie that I'm thrilled with. I love his laugh.
Uh-huh. His what?
I love his laugh. I love his laugh. I love his smile. Yes. I love his scent. I love his musky scent.
Can you describe the scent?
It reminds
undertones of anything?
It's undertones of a fox hunt.
Ooh.
And also undertones of garlic and basil, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yes.
Like an Italian dinner.
Garlic and basil.
Let's talk business, lady.
Let's talk business.
Lady Middleton.
Yes, Oscar.
What are the rumors about a prenuptial agreement?
Well, it's not
what
true. No, you see, once you marry into the royal family, despite histories of bumps in the road, you see, and including the mother of Willie, Lady Diana.
Who was murdered.
Became Princess Diana. I
Allegedly.
Agree.
Possibly.
By the paparazzi. Yeah.
The what?
The paparazzi.
Or Prince Charles. Or King Charles.
I so hate the paparazzi.
Really?
They linger outside of my flat.
They're going to hound you, you know.
I know.
I bet you can't even go outside to suck on a fag.
If I go outside...
You go down on the lift?
In order for me to suck on a fag, I must go out onto my flat's porch, the veranda, and I light my fag and I puff it very quickly.
Uh-huh. Right, of course.
Now, Kate, are you at all nervous about wearing, do you think there might be some curse associated with wearing Princess Diana's engagement ring?
Oh, no. It's a lovely keepsake and it's something that meant an awful lot to Willie and now it means an awful lot to me. And I treasure my ring almost as much as I treasure my cigarette case where I keep my fags.
Do you have the case with you?
I do.
Hold it up to the camera.
Take a look there. It is.
Wow, look at that.
It's inscribed.
What does it say?
It's inscribed with the seal, the great seal of Willie's family.
And does the seal mean anything?
No, it actually means, it says, fags for all for fags.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Can I help you, sir? Can I help you, sir?
I kind of want something other to eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you like?
You got any biscuits for sale in there?
Well, no, this here's a Frosty cream. We don't serve biscuits. We got a lot of other stuff, though.
What you got in there is good to eat.
Well, we got Big Cheap Burgers, Bongo Burgers, Footlongs, Corny Dogs, Frosty Shakes, Creamy Bars. Did you want me to go through the whole list?
Reckon what you like to eat in there.
Well, the French fries are pretty good.
French fried potatoes?
Yep, French fries.
How much you want for them?
Well, they're 60 for the medium and 75 for large.
Mm. I reckon I'll have me some of the bacon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Thank you, Maya. Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa 1630, KC, Yay Yay, and Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world. This is MikeOMaraShow.com.
Hooray.
And we are now over 4 million downloads.
How about that?
And counting every single day. It is Wednesday, November 17, 2010, and our show is brought to you by Lake Manassas Limos. Make any occasion more special with limo service from Lake Manassas Limos. Locally owned and fully licensed, bonded and insured.
Right.
From the 8-passenger Chrysler 330 to the 20-passenger Hummer, Lake Manassas Limo can take you around town. To Charlestown or to downtown Atlantic City. Lake Manassas Limo is the official limousine service of the Mike O'Mara Show. Visit lakemanassaslimo.com or hit their link on our website.
Hit it.
Very excited to be with you today. A very special day with a little bit later on, a special guest will drop by.
Cool.
Promoting our upcoming Raw show.
Oh, very nice.
Which should be very, very special. Today on the show, we welcome Mr. Santana back from his deathbed.
Hey. Wow, it's great to have him back.
Happy to be home.
I have an apology that I would like to offer, which I don't do very often,
really?
But I think it's necessary.
Really?
And my solution to the airport screening crisis.
We need a solution. This is great news.
And then fighting on Facebook. I find now that I'm enjoying these news feeds because when there's a scrap of some kind between our listeners, I thoroughly enjoy it. I love the back and forth, and somehow it's just a new source of entertainment for me, and I'm logging onto it every night and enjoying that. It's something I haven't paid attention to in the past.
It's like reality TV on your computer.
And the last question, probably the most important question of all, on the show today, we will deal with the issue, did Rob protect Nazis?
A lot of people have wondered and written about that.
That's also what comes to it from the fabulous Facebook. So a
lot of messages about that.
We're happy to be here. Mm. And now returning to the fold with just a terrible attitude today. Just a complete bad I'm sick mood after we haven't seen him for 2 days. Come on, let's get the show going. Let's start. I got a lot of things to do.
He's got a new DJ.
I
got to
do my job selling mangrates and selling the little stations, the school machines.
The school machines.
I got to go work for Evan, and then Chad wants me to do the show, and I got to do all the different stuff.
No show this week.
You're a busy, I don't care.
One less
anyway,
job.
Here's
America's favorite disc jockey, Pushy Bolivian.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So what's the matter
grumpy
with you?
Grumpy McGrumpster.
Why are you grumpy? You're back. Are you feeling better or what?
I feel just as I did yesterday and the day before. I'm getting better.
Good.
So you made a reference to the fact that you wanted to come in yesterday.
Yes.
But we decided we would give you one more day of antibiotics.
You guys are germaphobes, and you can't take a 24-hour cycle of antibiotics for a guy to come in and slay the dragon with you guys.
See, it's beginning to be very clear. You guys.
And you know what? He doesn't.
You notice the separation?
Yes. Them.
You know, not only
what
does he.
What have I always
told
you, Mike?
The things that I tolerate, you know, he's the outsider. He might be losing his interest in all
not
of
Rob
us.
Not Rob so much, though. You know, Rob's always nice to me.
Rob's
in private.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I gave him three airport screenings.
How am I not
this
nice
is
to
what,
you?
You're, no, you're amazing. This is what happened yesterday.
That's sort of a non-committal answer. You're amazing. What
I
does
got,
that even mean?
I got this. I'm like, do-do-do-do-do, at the office, feeling better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of vitamin C, got a Z-pack from an unknown source that might be related to me. Right. That's the great thing about having medical, medical in your family, if
you're
you will.
Self-medicating,
yes.
Basically.
So right. I'm sitting there. I'm just pumped. I wanted to come in and talk about everything that's went on this past weekend. I'm feeling better, and I get a text from Mark Ronick, and he says, "Listen to your voicemail." And anybody that's ever gotten a text from anybody and someone says, listen to your voicemail, that means they don't have the balls to call back and tell you to your face what's going on.
I see. Now, I'm unaware of this.
Yes.
All right. So what happens?
Yes. And I said, okay, well, here we go.
It's going to begin now.
It's literally 8, maybe almost 9 o'clock, something
like
that.
It's literally almost 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Literally.
And I say, I was like, well, I don't want to listen to this right now, but I'm going to listen to it right now. And I get the voice from Mark that basically he's tiptoeing around the fact that Buzz Burbank isn't comfortable with me coming into the studio.
Right.
He has not talked to Mike yet, but he's sure that Mike may be on the same page. He can't speak for everybody. He doesn't care because he feels like, hey, if you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick and you're antibiotics. So I said, okay, well, then I'll wait to hear from Mike. Mike was kind enough to call me literally 10 to 15
Michael
minutes later.
Michael called me.
Yes.
He called Mike. You called literally 10 or 15 minutes later.
Literally.
Literally.
Because Mike.
Now stop it. Now look, I read Facebook too, and he's been catching some heat for overusing the word literally, right?
Which is
that
fine.
Is that what it is?
Go F yourself. I could care less.
Literally F yourself.
Come sit here and do this job and see if you can do it.
I agree with Mr. Santana.
So. Yeah, and I've written back. I said, yes, is it a verbal crutch? 100%.
We all have verbal crutches.
Yes, we do.
So
get ready, America. We all have them.
Oh, shut up.
There's one now.
Shut up, Rob. God.
So then I get a call from Mike that says, hey, man, I don't know what the story is, but, you know, it's probably proper that you just don't come in today. And the only thing I was looking forward to was coming into the show yesterday.
Really?
That's the only thing.
So you're mad.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Yes. I like that.
And I understand that.
Yes. I can handle that.
Yes.
I think the opposite. When I see somebody that comes in a little grumpy, I'm like, well, you're just grumpy because you have to be here.
No.
If you're grumpy because you wanted to be here and we didn't want you here,
my
that's
plan
cool.
B was to drop, and I literally had my jacket on, walked outside to the car because I was going to drive here and have you guys call me on Skype,
right?
But feed into the wireless at the house,
right?
And I'd be on Skype on my phone and then come to the door and knock on the door.
That would have been okay.
I was like, obviously. I'm not wanted because I'm disease-ridden. I apologize.
Typhoid Mary.
I can truly understand what he's coming from because this is really
or where he's coming
where
from.
Where he's literally where he's coming
this
from.
Will be, this will be the show that we all criticize.
Get ready, America,
for every little nitpick.
This will be the show that happens. Yeah. Okay, this all is really
so,
going to happen.
So you understand what he's coming from?
I understand who he's coming from because this is, and I think I speak for everyone in this room. This is the highlight of my day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This 1 hour
for
here
all of us, really.
Is the best.
Well, let's not go too far.
Most of us.
Well, Mike likes the end of the hour better than the beginning. But still, the highlight is the hour itself.
No, I love coming here.
You know what?
That.
Oscar probably was ready to blow up some steam.
This
he had
is
a
fun for
weekend.
Me. This is fun for me. Well, I like,
sure.
And this is the show where I just, I will tell you, I like talking and I like being on the radio, but this is the show where I would like to think that I am as entertained as the listeners are every
I think
day.
We all are.
And this kind of stuff is what I thoroughly enjoy.
And I really, I'm not trying to be a hero to anybody. And I understand where Buzz is coming from because he's in ailing health. And I swear he will go to his grave thinking I gave him pneumonia because of the staph infection.
I
know he will go to his grave blaming me for that.
I hate to nitpick, but you need to put an F on that word that you started with. Not ailing health.
Failing health.
That's the
his
thing.
Health is
both,
failing.
Really.
And Mike, you make your living every day, every morning,
yes,
by using your voice.
Yeah, and I've
so
been,
nobody wants to be exposed to that. It's the worst.
I've been blessed, and knock on wood, I'm very happy that, and I better do that when I say that.
Please, knock on wood. Yes.
I'm very happy that you know that from July, from when I started doing this ridiculous morning schedule. That this schedule, which now 10% of Washingtonians do, which pisses me off.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't like about getting up.
Hard
early
to believe
in the morning.
There's that much traffic at that hour.
Incidentally, help me, help me, help me.
Help him.
Listen to 105.9 The Edge,
please.
Monday through Friday,
please,
from
do.
5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Kirk McEwen, Mike O'Mara. Yes, we're not above stooping to that. Please listen.
And
thank you.
And further, while you're helping, Mike,
yes,
between the hours of, say, 4 and 5:30,
mm-hmm,
leave the left lane clear,
yes,
on the Beltway and Route 66.
It's in the A.M. Why not? A.M. No problem.
You know, seriously, the only thing that really bugs me about that schedule is the ridiculous amount of people that are doing the same thing. I mean, I'm saying to myself, I have to be
they're all with
on the radio
shows
at 5:20 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, and they don't all have morning shows.
They all do, no. Mike.
What the f-
again, oh, no!
Is going on?
Work.
What is going on with people's lives where they are getting to work at 5 a.m.?
Government
that doesn't
workers.
Make sense
government
to me.
Workers, Jack, who are hell-bent on getting off work at 2 p.m. so they can get in some golf.
Unreal.
That really
no,
is what
no, you know what? It's not golf. They want to beat the evening traffic.
That's right.
And so
that's
you, everyone,
you know,
there's
one of
traffic
these days,
always.
Next week on the radio show, one of these days, I'm simply going to open the phones up and say, what do you do?
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
It'll be, what do you do? Sure. The most interesting answer will get a prize. That's what I'll do. But that's not neither here nor there. That's the only thing I don't like about that. And, you know, when I come in here, I mean it. I'm so entertained by everybody's life and everything that's going on. And that's what we do. And really, I think that we all allow each other a level of flexibility.
Yes.
You know, there's going to be.
As we should.
And we knew that going into this.
And it happens. Yeah. I mean, that happens. But when one of us isn't here, it's never the same.
Right.
And that's a tribute to this show. It really
what
is.
What really, really tugged in my heartstrings and really made me miss the program is I never had an opportunity to sit down as I was sick on Monday and watch the show.
Oh.
And you sit here and you're like, you know, we do such a great job.
Yeah,
we do such a great job every day. And,
yeah,
then, and as I'm on the chat room talking to the great unwashed, yes, I'm talking to you. And yes, I will work with my mic screen technique because you asked a billion times.
What was your chat room name, Oscar? I forget.
Oscar is sick.
Oscar is
yeah.
sick.
So
you went on Ustream?
Yeah, and
chat
I had
room?
To give him a proof of life because they didn't believe it was me.
Right. Yeah, hold on. RJ wants to tip in something here.
I sent him a message. I said, I don't believe you. Prove it.
Yes. Like everybody was asking me
so
for like a proof
of life.
So nobody
believed that it was really you?
Finally, I gave them the answers they wanted, and then I was
now
accepted.
Now you sold me on it, because if you were sitting there on the chat
yes.
room watching us on Ustream,
yes.
no wonder.
Right.
And this is Monday?
This is Monday. So
that's
I was
all
pumped to come in on Tuesday.
Oh, all right. the more reason.
But
yes.
you know what? You would have done the same thing.
What's that?
And I would have, and so would Buzz. If we were at home sick,
oh, yeah.
we would have found our way to a computer and watched the Ustream.
When I was at the edge and I had to stay late
right.
and I called on Skype, it was a joy
yes.
to Skype with you guys and watch it on Ustream. And I think that's the gold standard. That's the way everybody
sure.
should do it.
And all was right with the world except for the fact that Mark Ronick was sitting right here.
Oh, he dives into your spot.
Part. Yes.
He loves to dive
Jeez.
Into your spot. But he got it good yesterday.
He sure
he
did.
He got it good.
He
so
sure
don't worry.
Did,
we
Billy.
Dealt with him yesterday.
Yeah.
Don't you?
As
As
you should.
As I should. a disciplinary action filed against Mark.
Rob, happy to be back. I apologize for being bitchy at the beginning of the program.
So it's good to have you back. The strep came from your weekend.
The little
fellas. The family up in...
Yes.
Where'd you go? Pittsburgh?
At Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Or Pittsburgh, PA, as my nephew says. Mm-hmm. Something you should... A place you should probably never visit, but if you have to go, please go on the weekends.
You know, Pittsburgh is not exactly on my top 10 list of cities that I'd like
to visit. It's like Baltimore. And again, if you're there and you listen, God bless you.
Right.
But it's like Baltimore, but it's low rent Baltimore.
Oh, okay. So Baltimore better.
Wow. Yeah. That took care of it for me.
Yeah.
That sold it for
me. I always thought it was like the Paris of Pennsylvania.
It's even worse because if you're a hockey fan, which I am a hockey fan.
Right.
Everywhere you go, there is Penn stuff everywhere.
Yeah, Penguins are
like
hot.
Like every bar is called Slapshot. Mm-hmm. How many Slapshot bars do you need in a town?
Right.
And then on top of it, they're doing this HBO special where they're doing what is a 24/7 if you watch the boxing specials. But
Hard Knocks kind of for hockey.
But they're going to do that for hockey for rivalries.
And they're going to do it with
the Capitals and the
Capitals and the Penguins, which is, I tell you.
A storied rivalry.
You know what? If I was ever to go to Pittsburgh, that would be New Year's Day in Pittsburgh to go to the Winter Classic because it's becoming a true classic.
Won't you be headed back about New Year's Day?
You know, I'll be back before then, so I'll be coming back from the winter trip.
They can't stop talking about how the Pens are going to be on HBO.
Yeah, the Pens are going to be HBO.
I could care less. Also,
they're all excited because they finally figured out how to spell HBO.
On Saturday morning before I got the sickness, the rage virus.
Yes. The rage virus.
They're calling it.
I woke up around 8:30 to my sister shaking me, saying it's time to go. My sister and Kara, my lovely girlfriend, who I've treated nicely for the last 2 weeks. Big win for me.
A new record for you.
Yes, doing well. Right. It is tedious. It sucks, but I'm trying to do my best.
Two weeks.
And we end up going to a hot yoga place to do hot yoga. I have never done yoga in my life.
Is this like R-rated hot yoga? What is hot yoga?
They set the room at 120 degrees or whatever it is.
Right. Oh my God.
And you do what is a regular yoga class, but in that environment.
So it's a weight loss type of thing.
Yeah. Also, I don't know. Yoga blows.
Boy, it sounds like heaven on earth when you go to Pittsburgh and do hot yoga.
But I'm there with, and I think this is what caused my immune system to crumble.
So
I blame my sister for
it. So you went to a warm yoga in Pittsburgh?
At 9 a.m.
And then you're around the Crumb Crunchers, who are your siblings' kids.
That 25-year-old
with
a magician who I swear should have a sign in front of his house during Halloween that says, no candy here, because I'm not allowed to give them out.
So you went
I
to
had
see-
my eyeball on him the whole time. Do you know how much magicians make, by the way?
How much?
We're in the wrong, we're in the wrong business.
How much do they pay the
$500
$500
for an hour.
Oh my
of
God.
Bad shtick.
Wow.
Any good tricks?
No, he did have a magic board that actually kind of entertained me. But aside from that,
all right, so
$500.
So you're back. You're feeling better though.
Yes, I'm fine.
Still look a little clammy, little perspiration.
I got layers on. I'm
you
getting
got
chills.
The parka on inside.
I brought the proof of life though.
What's the proof of life?
My Z-Pack.
There you go.
For all you doubting me here.
Good stuff.
I never doubt you. I don't know anybody in our business lies about being
sick. I've taken about...
Been through a couple of those myself.
You know, the thing is, don't even begin on you. You've been sick for 7 months.
And he has no magician to blame.
And how are you feeling? Are you feeling better?
Yeah, it's, forward, backward, slow progress. But that's pneumonia. Pneumonia can be like a six-week thing.
Right.
I had not shared this with you. I had pneumonia, walking pneumonia, for 6 months.
Right.
When I was 13 years old.
Wow. Wow.
I only missed 2 radio shows then, though.
Imagine.
And that's he had 10 jobs.
That's amazing. The thing about our business, I don't think, it's weird. Radio people, I think, are traditionally, I used to say, and Don and I used to say all the time, that radio people are traditionally lazy. But when you really get right down to it, the work ethic is beyond, we don't miss. We try not to. Now, we will miss shows for reasons that we have to be somewhere.
Right.
But as far as being sick and coming
in,
it's horrible.
Anyway.
Well, to a fault, radio people.
Do you know why? It's fueled by insecurity.
Yeah, total insecurity.
I mean, it's not because we're not lazy. We actually are lazy.
You show up, somebody, if you don't show up, somebody's going to take your
gig. There's someone waiting in the wings.
That's exactly what it is.
Look at Mark Ronick.
Even when I was in the ER with my mom, I had to gut check myself because I felt like Maybe if I leave her here,
right.
Kara can come see her and I could skedaddle off to the
exactly.
Keep in mind,
podcast.
I arranged Carrie's surgery around the schedule. I dropped Carrie off for surgery and then came back when she was done.
And think about it. We're doing a show from my living room.
Yeah,
right. And that still exists. It's amazing. But that's that chip is ingrained. Mm-hmm. It starts young.
Ain't no shaking it.
Just, there's something about mics being open. You got to be there. You're going to let people down. It's a team thing. It's what it is.
Team.
Listen, when we come back, a serious note and in fact, we're gonna be back. I'll mention that, and then we onward and upward with all the apologies that I have to offer, and also fighting on Facebook, and Rob participating in Nazis. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Rob, I defer to you on this next thing, and I just want to make double sure that I know, of all things, and I don't know whether you're even aware of this not, but I got a call from Tom Gavin today on my show about our former partner, Don Geronimo, and something about his brother, Jim. If somebody can find that out, maybe that his brother, Jim, had passed. I don't know whether it's true.
Oh my God.
I want to confirm it. I probably shouldn't be talking about it until that's true. You know, it came from Tom Gavin, which he's a radiophile, and he listens to stuff. In the event that that's true, we know how that relationship was. Tough month for our former partner, and my heartfelt sympathies go out to Donna's family, if that is indeed true. We'll get a confirmation on that. Maybe somebody can find it online while we're doing this, but that just sucks.
I hope that's not true.
You know, we knew Jimmy even back when he was working with us, so we knew that Jimmy was ill, but I don't know, and I don't want to certainly speak out of school unless I'm 100% sure. If it is true, my sympathies to that. That's
a terrible
situation. Moving on with the show, I have to offer my apologies to Conan O'Brien.
Oh, good.
I think I was a little harsh with Conan.
A little hard on the beef?
After I went on and on about the fact that he doesn't do a good monologue and he doesn't do a good interview, I must tell you, gotten into the front part of his show a little bit. He's just got a looseness that I'm kind of enjoying. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's awkward. Yes, he doesn't know how to do a monologue.
I hate the awkward, though.
You know, I hate the awkward, but I'll tell you what makes up for the awkward. When he does his little vignette, and his vignettes, because of his writers, he does a thing on the, you know, and I'm 3 days late with this. He does a thing with Sarah Palin.
Okay.
Where he does a clip from her show. Uh-huh. And what Conan has an area that he has always gone to that nobody else does, and that is the sexual component. When Conan says, we'll show a clip, and it shows Sarah Palin sitting out in this rowboat with binoculars, and they go, look at that, and you see a grizzly bear run into the water, and you're like, hey, like that. And then the next clip is this stock footage of grizzly bears humping. And I unhinged my jaw and laughed. And really, you know, if I said, listen, if a guy does that for me, who am I in my little role here in this house to run the guy down? So, you know, Conan on TBS, and they're self-deprecating when they talk about the fact that they don't know what channel they're on in Los Angeles. That's funny stuff. So I do like the rest of it. I stay away. Here's a warning to Conan. Mm-hmm. Stay away from the me. You know, yes, you have a blimp. Yes, you're happy. But I wish he would just do the stuff like commenting on pop culture.
Self-deprecating really doesn't work when you talk about having a blimp.
Right.
I think that'll pass. I think a lot of that's a holdover from the time that he wasn't on the air. You remember what that was like. And also, I think the show is finding its groove. So I think it's going to be okay long term.
Good stuff. All right, well, I look forward to it. You know, it's a different show. Mm-hmm. It's not like Letterman or Leno, and I think it's a refreshing change from that a little bit. And then, of course, the lead into George Lopez. Give me a break.
A set, right?
What's that?
George Lopez?
Yes, great bookends. Those bookends are absolutely tremendous.
He is the sort of the Mexican Jimmy Fallon, is he not?
Yeah, you know what? He is the Mexican... he's different than so many predecessors. When you put him in the arena of the
more
I'm trying
like
to think
Jack
of
Parr.
The Freddie Prinze, the
Better
late
than
Freddie
Carson
Prinze.
Daly.
I want to keep it on
Latinos?
The Hispanic on the Latino. Who is the guy?
Paul Rodriguez. Born in and then there was of course
never did it for me.
One of my mom's idols.
Yeah, really, Paul Rodriguez.
I remember I felt like one of the handful of times in anybody that's ever worked in this type of business. You really your parents will never give you credit for doing anything special. They actually think you are a garbage man, or and God bless, because that's a reputable job right, there. But they really think you're a big clown with a big fuzzy red nose.
A lovely clown.
Until I got my mom while we were in Phoenix on the line with the great Paul Rodriguez.
Oh, did you really?
Because in Latin America, and especially on Univision,
right,
that's what you have. That is the go-to guy.
He's the Bob Hope of Mexican comedians.
He does the Latin Kings of Comedy. He does a tour, and I'm not sure if he still does. He did it a couple years ago.
Right.
And he, like most of the guys, when you get long in the tooth, you decide to make a business out of what you used to do.
Right. Okay.
So he had this tour that used to go around with the Latin Kings of Comedy. Pretty funny guys. But he's still the face, and he's still the name.
All right. So, George, when I think of it, you have Paul Rodriguez, you have George Lopez, you have Freddie Prinz, and it just seems to me there is a standard. Cheech was
not really
different.
A stand-up guy.
Cheech
more of an
was
actor.
More of a, he's more iconic
performance
than those guys.
Artist. Right.
But there seemed to always be that same riff. In Hispanic comedians.
Well, because that's
well, I tell you, my sister.
It's very obvious. It's the same type of comedy that, his name escapes me right now. Who's the guy that is actually Hawaiian? He's an awesome guy, but he makes Mexican
jokes.
He's
like a Samoan guy, isn't he? I know
what
who you're
is
talking
his name?
About.
Somebody in the
you know what? Here's the problem with comedians in America. Mm-hmm. There aren't enough famous ones.
That's true.
Right now. There's a lot of B-plus efforts
they
out there.
They poop out thousands of these guys.
Carlos Mencia.
Carlos Mencia. Okay.
Everybody thinks is a hack, and everybody thinks has stolen stuff from him.
Right.
I remember seeing him at one point, Opie and Anthony had a traveling comedy tour.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody went out to the Nissan Pavilion, a big pavilion, just local. You probably have it all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlos Mencia walks out and people start booing him.
Yes.
Because he was in the middle of the big Joe Rogan, did you steal from me? You're not Mexican. You're a fake. Right. All this nonsense.
Yeah, boy, I always wondered, man, that business model of Opie and Anthony, just get comedians on your show and let them go to town. I always said to myself, man, I should have done that. That would have been great.
It's sort of like a radio show, sort of like a hotel.
Yeah.
They'd just come by and visit.
They'd come by and visit.
It's a hostel. Mike.
Linger longer.
So that went down. He turned this crowd around within 5 to 10 minutes of 20,000 maniacs.
Right.
And they were eating out of the palm of his hand.
What is an exceptionally bright crowd, too.
You got to respect that.
You got to salute
that. Yeah, I got to respect that.
What is the deal? What is the deal with Joe Rogan? Is Joe Rogan, let me ask you this.
Yes.
As somebody that was into the whole MMA, you interviewed Joe Rogan a bunch of times on your old radio show. Let me ask you this about Joe Rogan. And this is my question. Is Joe Rogan a comedian? Or is Joe Rogan, I'll frame it differently. Does Joe Rogan want to be a comedian, or does Joe Rogan want to be a tough guy? Which does he want to be? Does he, because you can't have it both ways. I don't think you can be the stellar comedian and the super tough guy at the same time. I don't think it works.
I believe.
There's got to be vulnerability there.
I believe, well, first off, Joe Rogan, and I can't speak for him, just as from what we know and the times he's been on our show, is a comedian first. He fell into the job with the UFC.
Okay.
He was a mixed martial artist fighter. He was a fighter.
He's always been a tough guy.
He was a fighter before it actually became the sport it is today.
Okay.
His passion and fanhood for the sport put him in the right place at the right time to bring that job to the forefront.
Do you find, let me ask you this, this is for Oscar and not Joe Rogan. Don't you find that those occupations kind of cancel each other out?
100%.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't do both. I think he's a damn fine MMA color analyst. I really do. I think his timing and his insights on that. Mm-hmm. When I watch his comedy, that's Joe Rogan's ambulance coming by to get me right now. When I watch his comedy, I'm like, too cool, bud. Too tough guy.
Because you can never get credit as a good-looking comedian.
Right.
No one can ever
like
no
a
one,
handsome comedian.
No one ever likes a handsome comedian. That's true. Really have to fight.
You have to be.
You really have to be.
Rogan
good.
Could
I so
be
agree
a good actor. He was
right.
good on news radio.
Yes,
I think that's one of the most underrated sitcoms of the last 15 years. But he probably is a fine comic.
He is a great comic.
But he's using what he knows from being a comic to be a great MMA guy.
Yeah, and you know he plays pretty straight with MMA.
But you mentioned timing and stuff like that. That's stuff that can't be taught. He knows that.
You can never get the credit you deserve, and if you ever do, God bless you. But the guys like Tosh 2.0, if you've ever seen him.
Right.
Like, he's a good-looking guy, and it's hard for me. I enjoy his show, and it's hard for me to take him seriously as a comic, because as a comic, you can't empathize with a good-looking guy.
You can't.
That you're sitting, you're like, what are you bitching about?
It's like,
man?
Yeah, what do you have to really be?
Same thing with Dane Cook.
Dane Cook, the perfect example.
Exactly, I was just
Dane
ask.
Cook, yes. Universally hated by the men of America.
Yeah.
But Dane Cook, it ain't because he's a good-looking guy. Dane Cook, because he is, I mean, as someone who tried to watch half an hour of that garbage,
Simon Humor.
Oh, my God.
You have to respect a guy like Dane Cook, and I apologize for cutting you off, Buzz.
No.
You have to respect him, because I used to get in a big fight with Chad all the time about this. I don't think he's that funny, but I respect what he did with his business model that he took in his own hands when he took MySpace when it was in his infancy and was actually popular and built a name for himself.
He made a living out of it.
But universally hated Dane Cook. So many quarters.
Is he the best-looking comedian?
No, there are other ones that are floating around out there. I don't think he's that good looking either.
When I sit here and I look at his,
I'll say,
look, if you suffer from this, and I everybody's gonna have a touch of this at some point in their life, because your skin isn't smooth forever, right? I've got this.
Tell me about it.
If you've got craters on your face,
right?
I don't know. There's got to be a procedure, and I would love to talk to Dr. Bruce Friedman about this someday.
Sanding,
but because I had a friend that I grew up with in college.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. Would have been the model type guy.
Right. Norv Turner.
Who should have slayed left and right. But he had the Norv Turner. Right. He had the Norv Turner skin.
Right. That's the skin that's the Face on Fire put out with an ice pick.
He would grow a beard, and then he just looked like a mountain man. And he'd be like, dude, I don't know what to do. I either got to cover it up.
It's horrible.
Or I just got to walk
around.
I don't know what that ailment is called.
If you've got acne, it's pockmarks.
Dane Cook has it.
You know, if you have that skin, and you have that, and you know, it's horrible because it does leave you pitted out. That's the way it works.
You can probably fix it with Artifil.
There's a racial divide, by the way.
Really? Yes.
You can be a good-looking, you can be a funny, good-looking black comic.
Right.
You cannot be a Hispanic or white, good-looking, accepted comic, good-looking comic.
You're probably right. I think Eddie Murphy is the classic example of the good-looking
Chris
black guy.
Rock.
Chris Rock.
Not so much in New Jack City when he was Pookie, but now he's somewhat of a leading man.
I think that's absolutely true.
Right?
In fact, maybe even you've got a leg up if you're a good-looking black guy.
I wish.
Because you can get away with stuff.
I wake up and wish I was black.
Let me tell you, if I'm on stage...
I also wish you were black.
You know what? Really, to be honest with you, and this is not to hold him up for an example, but a guy like a Patton Oswalt, who walks on stage... I'm ready to laugh as soon as I look at the guy.
Louis C.K. has plenty to complain about and is an extremely funny guy.
He's a very funny guy.
Yeah,
and, you know, almost, even though he's bald, Louis C.K. is not a heinous-looking guy, so I think he has to work a little harder
together.
But the bald, schlubby thing, he gets away with it.
They all wish they were good-looking like
Steve
Harvey.
Can I give you my take, since we're on this subject, I didn't expect to get on, of comedians? Not Louis C.K., because I mean, I think he does some funny stuff and he's very self-deprecating. But at the same time, the comedians that do this, there are comedians that, in my mind, whenever I watch them, that yes, they're trying to be funny, but more than trying to be funny, they're trying to get laid.
Oh,
and
sure.
When I see a comedian that's up on that stage that's doing the sex stuff, it just. You know, and I know he's, you know, it's like comedy is taking a backseat.
Names
you are doing that. Louis C.K. would be an example.
I think you see it more frequently.
Just a little bit.
More frequently.
Maybe not. No, he's very self-deprecating, but, you know.
More frequently in lower level comedians.
Right.
Because they're probably not so much in it for the art, you'll pardon the expression.
I tell you. I went out with this chick. You know, these chicks want to do everything, you know.
And I'm
like,
going all night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm like, look, I can't get this lady to stop pawing at me. Right. And she's a fat girl. Yeah, you know, that's...
I think Dane Cook does that with his demeanor. I think he strikes me as a guy who's trying to get laid just by being so cool.
Yes.
You know? Getting a little uptight about the Louis C.K. comment where you're getting kind of feisty with
that? I'm a big fan of Louis.
There is a name out there. If you're out there, check him out. He's a good guy. He actually was on my old show in Phoenix multiple times, because when you're in L.A., the L.A. Phoenix stint is like everybody does it.
Right.
You go to the Tempe Improv all the time. That's what you do. His name's Sebastian Maniscalco. Sebastian Maniscalco.
How did they fit his name on the marquee?
And he is a young, well, not young. He's in his mid-30s, but good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he transcends that, I can't believe you are supposed to be funny because you're good looking, because all he does is talk about the douchebaggery that he goes through every day.
Right.
Like how much he's such a douchebag, and how, which is amazing, because it's almost like that Jersey Shore mentality before there was Jersey Shore,
uh-huh,
where you're sitting there, you're like, am I kidding myself?
Yeah.
Like, he does a bit, not even to give it up. Every guy maybe in this room has been through this before, when you actually forget how old you are and how your bones really move, and I'm there as well, and you start dancing with your significant other, or maybe you're at a party and you're drunk, and the girl tries to do the get low thing when you're supposed to like kind of almost got grind them when you're going down.
Sure.
He does this bit about that on how we just can't do it anymore. And you gotta like pretend, like, but everything as a virile man will stop you from saying, baby, we gotta stop, we gotta come back up.
You try.
Everybody's been there before, right?
Especially. You go down to the full squat.
Yeah, you're like,
and it's not that you can't achieve getting down to the floor, you just look like such a total asshat doing it.
Yeah.
And then the getting up, that's a whole nother
thing.
Because
a different
then you
story.
Really have to go down to your ass and get your hand.
This happened to me 2 years ago. This is when you know you're getting old. I was with Dominique Foxworth, and we were in Las Vegas. I think a club called The Bank. And Dominic doesn't drink. Nobody drinks in that crew except for me, so I'm hammered, obviously.
You're always hammered.
But my job is there. It's very easy. It's like fishing with dynamite. This is before he was married,
right,
and they're all good guys. Is you go up to a group of girls.
Fishing with dynamite.
And say, hey, we've got a table over here. Would you like to join us? No big deal. And they usually do, and they come on over.
Right.
So I'm dancing with this girl.
The only reason he's your friend.
She goes to UCLA, right?
Mm-hmm.
She goes to UCLA. And this is a phenomenon I was not aware for. And I've done some dirt in my life.
Yeah.
This girl, and I guess maybe I've just been out of the game for a while. This girl backs up onto my crotch area.
Right.
I realize she's probably just wearing a G-string of anything, because I feel her ass and everything, right?
Right.
And I'm kind of like, wow, this is different. And this girl's, what, probably 21 if she's legal to be in the club. She goes to UCLA.
I'm sure she's 21.
And
let's say
she
that.
Starts
wink.
Grinding back and forth, like, and I'm like,
oh, this man,
is
I missed that.
This is just, this. I haven't seen this in forever.
See me after the show.
That never happened to me when I was grinding away in the Irish pub.
So we're grinding, going down on the dance floor, because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna dance with this girl, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But she's grinding on me so hard, I'm about to fall back.
Really?
And she's going down, like this, like slowly sliding her hips back and forth.
And I would
down.
Imagine that while she's doing that, because of the contact, you don't want to break contact.
Yes, exactly.
And you know that you're going to look like a lightweight if you do.
I kid you not, it took every muscle in my body not to fall back.
Sweat pouring out of your body.
And get back to the front. And at that point, I said, would you like a drink? Because I was done. I could not do that again. It was over. I'd hit my 30s. I couldn't do it.
Join us again on the Mike O'Mara Show when we discuss things Oscar has done that Mike could never do.
That's right.
That would never happen to me. I've done it really separate, where you're doing the thing where I initiate it, where I go down to the floor and I try to get low. And yes, you're absolutely right. Early on, late 20s, early 30s, you begin to go creak, creak,
and
you realize
the getting up, it requires knees and hands. You have to really sort of get like a crawling position.
And it's bad enough because I'm Latin, everybody thinks I can dance.
Mm-hmm.
I can't dance.
Oh, no.
So that's even worse.
I hate to dance. Most guys do.
I have to be
S-faced before I get out on the dance floor.
And even then, if I am drunk enough to dance, it's like to a standard. You know,
but if I get
slow dancing,
but if I get baked If I get, and I mean,
like
I have to be.
Like when you spark up on grass?
If I get housed.
Okay.
Like liquored up beyond.
Trash.
I am, my ability to dance and have fun dancing is usually the last 11 to 12 minutes of my evening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm crashing and burning real soon after that. And that's why, so when you see me, it's like, if you ever hear me, like if I'm at a party, who wants to dance?
That's when run to the door.
I'm absolutely plastered. Listen, we're going to break, come back with the audio ball. Before we go to that, we got, besides Buzz Burbank,
yes.
Anybody else traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday?
Just stay in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Buzz, you're going to be our reporter.
I'm going
to the airport just to go through security.
Buzz, you're going to be the reporter
I'll
for
that. I'll be grinding a TSA agent.
How does Rob do this? He gets to spend Thanksgiving with his family here in Virginia.
Right.
Do you go to Christmas in Iowa?
No.
With your other family?
No. I'll be mailing gifts.
Just have a small fragment of your family out in Iowa, right?
I've set up housekeeping, that's all.
That's it. There's a lean-to. He's renting it right now.
And Steve looks in on them for me, bless his heart.
Yes. We will come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Hey, I got a question.
Shoot.
Is this the second segment we're doing here?
Yeah. This is the third segment.
This is the third segment?
Yeah. Did you do a second segment?
No.
Did I not break?
No.
No, we didn't.
No, we broke.
This is the second segment.
You didn't read, but you didn't do smart smoke.
All right. We have two sponsors. Yeah, all right, our second segment was brought to you by Smart Smoke. Smart Smoke, the cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less with no tar, smoke, or odor because nothing's burning. Totally satisfying, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Click the Smart Smoke banner on our webpage and find kits that normally cost $140 or more for just $64.95. A crazy deal just for our listeners. No code needed. Smart Smoke makes a great holiday gift. All right, so now it's time to give you our next sponsor for the Audio Vault, brought to you by DigitalTrends.com, cutting-edge news and reviews on all the latest tech in our lives. DigitalTrends.com makes it all faster and simpler. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter too, digitaltrends.com. Click their ad on our website, won't you please? And Rob Spiewak, what is our audio vault for today?
You don't have any other sponsors?
I'd like to read a few more.
Can we open up?
What's that?
We have to open.
Oh, let me open the door.
Otherwise, the sound won't get out.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Before you start, Mr. Ronick, we want to double check with Mark Ronick and see if our little special guest who is going to drop by at the very end of the show.
With her Bob Hope-styled walk-on.
Might be here getting ready
to do our taping across the hall.
Our Raw
show. Just wanted to stop in and say how marvelous.
Sometimes I wonder if he's waiting for me.
She hasn't arrived.
Perhaps not. So I guess we'll proceed.
Well,
is excellent.
Is our guest here?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Let's bring our guest in for the audio wall.
Yeah, let's do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you know her. You love her.
There she is.
The lovely Carmen Hart, who visits us.
Hey,
good
now
to see you. So nice to be with you.
Hola.
I love the trucker hat. I love the jersey.
I love a girl in a football jersey.
Look at the woman whose body never changes.
That's right.
She's always got the hard body.
Let's get the microphone.
She's always hot.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. Now Carmen is in town, and let me mention that Carmen will be appearing live tonight.
That's the best
way
to see her.
If you're listening to this, and you're downloading this, and you're catching this like next Monday, you are screwed because she is going to appear live tonight. That's November 17th at the Stadium Club. And this is a brand new club, correct?
Yes, it is.
It's not RFK?
It's not RFK Stadium.
Different stadium.
It's located in... RJ, just fix the friggin' microphone, for God's sake.
Thank you, Mike, for controlling yourself.
Located in Washington, D.C. at 2127. Here's what's interesting. I have not heard the name of this street in our nation's capital.
Really?
Queens Chapel Road Northeast.
Oh, it's in the good part of town.
Okay. showtimes. This is a hardworking lady.
It is.
9 p.m., 11 p.m., and 1 a.m.
A 1 a.m. show.
What's that?
That's not even kind of correct.
Really?
I mean, it is.
It's not kind of correct. I'll modify it.
You'll be there all evening long?
I'll be there all night.
Just hanging out. Showtimes 9, 11, and 1. For more information, call 202-269-4477 or visit their website, stadiumclub.com. May we get Ms. Hart some headphones, Mr. RJ?
Please.
Mark, we need your assistance.
A pretty girl throws RJ for a loop.
All right, I have another hottie out there.
Well, bring
your hottie in.
Absolutely. Introduce her.
I think we kind of...
It's a family affair.
What is
Mark,
she? Is
stop
she out
hoarding the hotties.
Huh?
Ronick, are you out banging that woman?
There'll be no boning until after we record this
Please.
Show.
Now, business first.
Let me pull back the curtain a little bit. Okay. Carmen is here just to drop by on our little show that everybody's going to get a chance to hear. On our Raw shows, Carmen, because of her schedule, has come into town early to tape one of our Raw segments. Carmen was on our first series of Raw shows.
That's right.
We had a fabulous segment, and when we ended the segment with her, we said the one thing that was a lock is that we were going to do another one.
We needed to have her back.
And we definitely wanted to get her back, and we are delighted to have you back again, and we are so pleased to have you.
Smiling very big. I missed you, boys.
Oh, we missed you.
And the thing about the Raw shows is... we just felt that the only way that we can do this woman justice is to have uncut, uncensored, unabashed conversations.
Topless conversations.
Now, you calm down.
I'm sorry.
You're on medication.
Easy, Miyagi. Easy.
Sorry.
Easy, Miyagi.
I'm not Asian. I'm Latin.
Me either.
So we will have the Raw show, and you can look forward to hearing that
yes.
The week between Christmas and New Year's, correct?
That's right.
That's when that's going to be available, and we're delighted to have Carmen here. So what's the deal with her pal?
Suzanne does not feel comfortable on camera.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Wait, can you see her sitting here, though?
What if she? What
no,
if we?
You can't see her sitting.
What
there.
What if we put the cameras? Can we? Can we arrange the cameras so
yes,
she can't be
can.
Seen?
All right,
that works.
That's really. I like that. You know why I like to do that?
Oh,
not only
do
I like to do, I like to do that because it, first of all, it's what the lady wants.
Uh-huh.
But number two, it'll piss off the people on Ustream right now.
And number three, it means,
and that to me is kind of fun.
And number three, it means RJ had to rise from his seat three times during today's
That's
show.
That's right. So now, if that cannot be seen. And
the extra guest chair is now out of the shot.
She's a little shy.
She's shy?
But
is she hot, though? That's the most important
she's
thing.
She's pretty. I mean,
caught a glimpse.
We both, look at me. I mean, we've both been driving all night. I drank two double shot espresso Starbucks cans, and I was like this.
Oh, really?
But, you know, I had to self-medicate with some liquor back there. So,
you found something
I
in the
it.
You found something in the middle car.
Nice.
Yes.
Ronick calls me, like when I'm coming back from D.C. this morning. Ronick calls me and says, listen. Do you have alcohol?
Good question for you.
From my house.
Yeah.
He's asking me if I have alcohol in my house.
Hi, Mike. Do you have a refrigerator?
You have a refrigerator.
Do you have cabinets?
So this is great. Yeah. There's your pal that came with you. Hello. Hello, pal.
Hey, now.
Total anonymity. You just want to hang out and watch us do this? That's okay. You're not on camera.
You don't have to talk.
You don't have to do anything. Just to
she
hang out there.
She can't see right now because she's wearing my glasses.
That's okay. Good. She was actually in the kitchen comparing cool glasses with Mark Ronick.
So today on the show, on the Raw show that we will be taping today, the 1 hour, it will be one blissful hour.
Part
of one of the, for Carmen, it's kind of part two.
Right.
And we might ask the same questions.
Oh, we have new questions.
Or we might
though.
Not.
Don't we're worry, just gonna. I'm creative.
You are creative.
Yes, you are.
So we are looking forward to that. Welcome, Carmen. Sit back, enjoy the news and the audio vault, and welcome back to D.C. We are delighted to have you here with us. Rob, let's get started with the audio vault.
Buzz normally says this, but today I get to say thank you, Florida, because we go to Orlando.
Orlando!
Her name is Denise Krull, Mike, and she had an unfortunate incident. I won't say it's an accident. I will say it's an incident where her car encountered a school bus. Now the Action News team, the Action News team got there awfully fast.
This is they got there so fast that they were able to get her account of what was going on.
And my suggestion is, if you ever hit a school bus,
you might want to stay in the car and not do a lot of talking.
Right.
And whatever you do, don't talk to a news crew.
Yeah, don't speak to the Action News reporter.
Right.
A car plows into an after-school bus, leaving parents shocked and troopers wondering whether the driver was drunk.
Well. I was behind the bus, and I accidentally hit the...
Sounds like Carmen.
It does. It does.
It does.
Instead of hitting the brake, I hit the... gas pedal. Thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Good pull.
I love the fact that someone says gas pedal. She says thank you. The anchor comes back with you're welcome.
Is that Carmen as in drunk or Carmen?
That's
as
Carmen
in
drunk.
Drunk
Carmen. That's Carmen. No, you are. You're sharp. You wouldn't be here if you weren't.
Carmen.
Yeah. Lady Antebellum, Mike, has a big crossover hit right now. It's called Need You Now.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's complaining it sounds just like a song by the Alan Parsons Project. I personally don't hear the similarity.
It's a quarter after one.
I played this when I was a top 40 DJ. I Am the Sky.
Right.
Holy ass.
It's a total effing ripoff.
That song's been out like in murdering for a year.
Yes.
Wow, it took them that long to figure that out?
No.
Jesus. That's a carbon copy.
No law action yet. But it's all over YouTube.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. There are only 8 notes. There are only so many mathematical combinations of those notes. We have run out of songs.
And isn't it true that really, when you're litigating, when it comes to music, melody is much stickier wicket than lyrics?
You have to prove a substantial chain of repeat.
And if you have lyrics and melody, you're screwed. Right. But I mean, melody.
As a matter of fact, you go back to when George Harrison was sued for ripping off "He's So Fine" with My Sweet Lord. Mm-hmm. But even then, he was only charged with, I think it was subliminal. Subliminal.
Yeah,
forgive me.
What is that?
Subliminal plagiarism.
Well, man, here's the deal. I mean, you talk about "Eye in the Sky." Mm-hmm. When the hell was that a hit?
That's like 82.
82. So someone goes in their 20s, early 20s, goes into a studio. Mm-hmm. You can't have an encyclopedic knowledge of music in your brain.
And you want to really feel old? That 1982 doesn't sound that long ago. 28 years ago.
Nearly 30 years ago.
Think about that.
Hello. Yeah. I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Hello. I was spinning records.
Lady Antebellum.
Christ, I'm so old.
I know this. I bought it on iTunes.
Really?
That's a great song.
Did you? Yeah. Let me ask you this, song. Because you were four.
Yeah.
Did you? Well, see, you're in the business, so you might. Did you have any knowledge of "I Am the Sky"?
No.
By the Alan Parsons, which was a top 10 hit, if I'm not mistaken.
It's like a number one hit.
Was it a number one hit?
It was at least.
That's interesting.
Anyway, okay, moving on. Glenn Beck, Mike, he talks and talks. Glenn Beck talks and talks, and on his radio show, sometimes he goes in directions that I don't even expect.
Very odd.
This little, he was talking about how he thinks that the left is sort of targeting him, and he's proud of the fact that he's always been honest, and he's going to be okay with that with his kids.
He says we're going to try to nail him with a scandal of
but
some kind.
The weird thing is, Buzz is...
What's he been talking to Randy Quaid? Yes.
Buzz says we. Buzz is out to get Glenn Beck.
That's right. Well, I am.
But the weird thing is the direction this takes, and I just let the tape speak for itself. Mm-hmm. No edits here.
I try to be a good guy. I'm not always a good guy. I try to be a good guy. I try to be a good parent. I don't drink. I don't take drugs. I'm not into child pornography. I'm not into pornography. I'm not into any of it. I always have someone with me because I know how easy it is to set somebody up.
How weird is
that?
What
the hell is wrong with that
you
guy?
You know, there's
That's so weird.
On Dexter, if you watch the Showtime show, Dexter.
And I do.
Where he's got that. Right now, the plot line on Dexter Buzz is that
he's about to get
that
caught.
Tony Robbins kind of guy.
Right. Yeah.
That he's like that. He's like one of these cult figures that has to have somebody with him.
Stern on his show.
Let me check in on the ladies here. What are we enjoying?
Everything okay?
Apple juice?
I don't know if I'm supposed to be chiming in until my part of the
you
get, know I have
you
a big mouth.
You, here's the great thing about Carmen Hart.
I just want to talk.
Really, she is... I like the fact, first of all, I did this so we could get you in here, get you familiar, promote your event tonight, and then get you ramped up for Raw, because that's when you're going to go to town. But I am curious to know what the ladies are drinking today. What are we enjoying? What are you enjoying today? What is that?
Something without training wheels.
Really?
No training wheels.
Perfect.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
What does this look like to you?
Oh, man. It looks like a little W-H-I-S-K-E-Y whiskey.
Or...
Let me see.
Is it white wine?
Let me see.
Can't tell with the lighting.
Let's see.
Must smell it. Iced tea. Roll it around. Or, Mike, drink
it. Whiskey.
Just drink
it. That's whiskey.
Just drink it. You don't have to ask him twice.
That's whiskey, right? Scotch?
Negative.
No?
What are you
rum?
What
is it? Irish whiskey?
Well, my name's Carmen.
Right.
So let's just take it to a Mexican background.
Is it tequila?
Wow.
God, I can't drink tequila. That'll make me crazy.
Pretty impressive.
Well, here's the thing.
That'll
I
make me a crazy man.
Wonderful cabinet.
Right. Isn't that a wonderful? Do I have a great?
Pointed to the first thing
it's
I
more
saw.
It's more of a closet, isn't it?
Do I have a great? Do I have a great liquor
it's
cabinet?
It's like an attic.
That's true.
Well, Stern calls Beck a zookeeper, like a morning zookeeper.
He is.
Yeah. That's all he is.
Here's the thing.
His background is a disc jockey.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly. These guys, you got to understand, especially with Beck and Limbaugh, they are DJs.
They're actors.
That's exactly what they are. We got to move quick. Come on. Right. Here we go, Rob. One
Mike,
more.
It's been a long time since we've paid tribute to someone brave.
Okay.
Her name is Shannon Malloy. Due to an...
Is this going to gross me out?
How was she disfigured,
you're
going
to gross me out
Mike,
here.
She's so brave. What she did, she suffered from something, and I'd never heard from this before, an internal decapitation.
What the that you're grossing me out. I don't want to throw up at the end.
No,
of
you're
the
not. You're going to be fine. Her spinal column was severed, but her neck stayed connected.
Oh God! Well, come on. This is going
like
to be gross.
The headless ghost.
No, but her head is still there, and
this is going to be horrible.
She's very brave, Mike. Very brave. It's a tribute.
Sharon Malloy's skull separated from her spine during a January car accident.
This is so nasty.
I focused so much on the pain. I just kept thinking, I have to stay alive.
You
it's
are
called
going to
internal
hell.
Decapitation.
Look at him.
And it nearly killed the 30-year-old Nebraskan.
Look at him.
He just kept
Bunch
saying, we've never ever seen this injury.
I have to stifle my pride. Because
is there more?
She's so brave.
Okay, play it. Just let's end this.
A person that's alive. And you need to say your goodbyes now.
Doctors were forced to attach a halo device around her head and neck
She's
to secure her skull.
Mike.
My skull slipped off of my neck about five times. Every time they tried to screw this.
Mike, okay. We really shouldn't close on that. Can I have 30 seconds?
All right, 30 seconds. Please. Come 30 on, make it quick. Save
we've,
yourself.
We've all
Save
seen George W. Bush on tour promoting his new book,
is that
Decision
even real?
Points.
Yes, that's
that is
real.
Sadly,
it's he's so a real. Sick, twisted man, Carmen.
She's very brave.
He's horrible.
George W. Bush, here are the highlights of the press tour
okay,
for his most
good.
Recent book.
I'm drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk as a skunk. I'd had too much to drink. I drank too much. I was drinking too much. I probably drinking too much. I had the remorses.
You know, I said some stupid things.
I was a stupid person. I really didn't spend time thinking. And I made an ass out of myself. Plus, I didn't pay that much attention to you.
Well, I think a lot of
what is sex like after 50? I'm kind of a weeper.
Baboon.
Siegfried and Roy.
Are my testicles black? Are my testicles black? God.
So if you missed the interviews, Mike, those are the highlights.
There we go.
That's the magic audio.
That's the audio. But we'll take a break, come back with Buzz of the News, and then wrap things up here. Hey, let me remind, before we go to break here, Carmen Hart will appear live tonight, November 17th, at the Stadium Club, located in Washington, D.C., 2127 Queens Chapel Road, Northeast. Bring bodyguards. Showtimes at 9 p.m., 11 p.m., and 1 a.m. She's just going to be there through the evening.
Right. That's right.
That's what she's indicated. And they're paying her an S-load of money to do it. For more information, call 202-269-4477 or visit their website. It's a brand new place, the way I understand it. Right? New place? New joint?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Nice. StadiumClubDC.com. God, I wish I didn't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'd be there.
Well, Mike, you could go there and then just cruise from there to work.
Yeah, that's true. Great idea.
You're
be
downtown
trooper.
Already.
What's that?
Be a trooper.
Be a trooper. Right. Be a man. I will be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We are heard on stations like KCJJ in Iowa and also Vermont's 107.1 The Game. And now, without further ado, let's bring in our lovely newsman. And Carmen, be nice to Buzz this time around because here's a little bulletin for
yes,
you.
Buzz is dying.
He's dying.
But Carmen, he's very brave.
Can
he's,
I chime in?
He's, yeah, you,
oh, please,
yes,
please do.
This is the panel segment with the news.
That's right.
Your thoughts. And yes, what we do you want to chime in before he even starts?
All right, Buzz.
All right, you ready?
Oh, wow.
You ready?
Yeah, she remembers.
I'm always ready.
Go easy. I have pneumonia.
All right.
We're brought to you today by Amazon MP3. Millions of songs and albums for any digital player, including the music you hear on this show. One-click ordering makes buying MP3s easy.
What?
And the MP3s. Makes it easy, Mike. And not only that... They organize
what
in your favorite software, including iTunes. For music from our show, just press play on the Amazon MP3 player at the bottom of the page at MikeOMaraShow.com. I'm no longer winning.
Please record that.
I believe in you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Oh, we've lost the Buzz!
Get Buzz!
Buzz, get the paddles!
Paddles!
Clear! Breathe!
Clear. It's internal decapitation.
Well, I'll be back on the show.
Okay.
Like a lot of you, I'll be flying commercial on the day before Thanksgiving, so we'll all get to experience firsthand the new TSA body scans and pat-downs. Did you get that on your way here, by any chance?
I drove.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, she drove this time.
Oh,
but there were still four pat-downs.
I'm getting sick of airports. No, I actually did go through one last week
right?
where they put you in an air vent thing.
Yeah, the new one, right?
Right.
You looked like a Chilean miner.
Jesus. Christ.
And they sit there, and with Carmen, when that happens, right. they actually sit there. It takes extra long time as the analysts up in the TV room right. have to look at her scan.
Yeah, that's and right. all the dirty toys and DVDs in my carry-on luggage. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
And they don't have any privacy. They just lay it all out there for everybody to see.
I've been like, through it myself.
Me? It's not fair.
Surveys show that 81% of us actually think this is a good idea, but most of us don't want it done to ourselves.
Wow.
The TSA has heard our comments about x-rays and privacy and says, tough. If you don't want to be searched, don't fly. The TSA says even religious reasons aren't good enough and that no one will get on an airplane without a body scan, a pat down, or both.
You ready for me on this one?
Yeah, sure.
1,000% in agreement with right. TSA.
I agree.
F it. It's simple, folks. We don't get it both ways. Right. We got a war going out there. We got these sick Fs that are out there trying to blow us up. And I'm sorry. So what? So somebody's going to see your unit going through an airport? I don't give a rat's ass, and I don't think anybody should. If you're whining about it,
mine,
to hell with
not
it.
Not with this stomach.
Here's where I stand. I don't...
So right. take that, TSA.
Right.
I don't want them reading my email, but I have no objection for myself for any of these body scans.
Totally agree with you.
I have a little trouble with the palming of a 7-year-old girl's vagina by a TSA agent.
I don't think it's that, though.
No, it is, though.
But it's not. If you go under there and you're doing this and you've got gloves on and you're trained to do it in such a way where it's a non-sexual, if they're giving you a pat right mm-hmm. there, I'm sorry, they're doing that to check for explosives. I say F it.
And I agree, and I said it yesterday. It's not a privacy issue if everyone goes through it.
I
then
agree.
It's a public issue.
I totally agree. Right. Yeah. Buzz?
For some people, the gloves are a kink.
I got news for you.
Yes, Mike.
Is this your first story?
It is.
What's your kicker?
It's down at the bottom.
It's down at the
Can
bottom.
Can I finish the first story
Absolutely.
First? All right, let's do that.
Very good.
As for the don't touch my junk guy, he's currently the target of a federal investigation facing a fine of up to $11,000. That's 31-year-old John Tyner, who recorded his contentious encounter with security agents on his smartphone and then posted it on a blog.
That was the, if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
That's the guy. Right. He had it online 2 hours later. Mm-hmm. Officials say this indicates he planned the whole thing, and testing airport security is in itself a crime. There's talk of a protest next Wednesday that would have a lot of passengers insisting on the pat-down for the purpose of trying to slow down the security lines. If that happens, that should make this the best Thanksgiving ever.
Yay!
I'll tell you tomorrow about the government requiring motorcyclists to wear helmets all across the country.
Yeah, I hope these all keep to tomorrow because you can basically take the morning off tomorrow.
Maybe so.
That'd be good. Yeah, you can take the morning off and just come in here and have your news already written.
Exactly.
Because we didn't get to any of it.
That's
today.
How I do the audio vault.
And finally.
I know it
for
is.
2 weeks.
And finally. For years, we have often ended these buzzcasts with stories about men exposing, even touching themselves in public. Today,
yeah, Oscar.
Today, it's the ladies' turn.
Hey, hey, hey.
In the
Chicago suburb of Naperville, Illinois. Say that again, Carmen.
I love to touch.
Thank she's you. She's
women or
up
men.
For raw.
I mean,
absolutely.
Well,
hallelujah.
In the Chicago suburb of Naperville, Illinois, 44-year-old Vicky K. Myers was spotted by a cop in a van in the parking lot of a hotel. She was topless and surrounded by, quoting the cop, adult items that were used for self-pleasuring, end quote.
Wow.
Yeah. She was arrested, not for that, of course, but for having an unregistered gun in the car.
Sorry. Get out of the car, Miss Hart.
At first.
Whoa, 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 buddy. Pump the brakes.
That is where she draws the line.
Way,
Mike.
Way over the line.
Over the line, absolutely.
Nah, there's no line.
At first, this Chicago woman tried to tell the cop she was just changing clothes in her van, but later admitted she just wanted a little alone time and was more comfortable in the van than in her hotel room.
Oh, my God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show today was brought to you by Lake Manassas Limos. You know all about them, right, Carmen?
Quite nice.
Great, great limo company, right?
Pulled right up in my car and picked me up.
There, yeah.
Yes. She slept in the car. She transferred to the limo.
That's how
she
they do
should
it.
Have slept in the limo.
Make any occasion more special with limo service from Lake Manassas Limos. Locally owned, fully licensed, bonded, and insured. From the 8-passenger Chrysler 330 to the 20-passenger Hummer, Lake Manassas Limo can take you around town to Charlestown or to downtown. Atlantic City, that is. Lake Manassas Limos, the official limo service of the Mike O'Mara Show. Visit Lake Manassas. Limos.com or hit their link on our website. Don't forget, if you're listening to my voice, check out Carmen Hart tonight, November 17th at the Stadium Club, located in D.C., 2127 Queens Chapel Road, Northeast. Showtime's 9-11-1, but really, they're just going to all
go.
Run together. Is
Whenever
that the way it's going to go?
Wants
Don't
it.
Miss
Mama
it.
Mama gets it.
Mama gets it. That's right. Go Mama. See her get it tonight. For more information, 202 202- 269-4477. That's it. We got to get out of here. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. We depend on your support through advertisers as well as merchandise, bonus hours, raw, and the VIP packages. Call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, RJ Diaz, Mark Ronick, Oscar Santana, Carmen Hart, everybody, don't forget, we're going to be taping a nice little Raw show coming up here in just a second.
Is that today?
That's today, yeah. You got to stay late. Stay after school today. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.